We have a question in the Q&A that I want to, how do you deal with it when your mother, when you're the mother and it's your child that have those wounds? You did some things you would change as a mother, but your adult child throws that in your face every opportunity they get. How do you forgive yourself? How do you deal with the feeling that your child deliberately tries to emotionally hurt you? Well, this is where we like, there's a couple of things here to pull apart. Number one is, you have to decide, is it true that your child is emotionally, deliberately trying to hurt you? Or is your child hurt and they're just lashing out? Sometimes I can find space there when I'm thinking about, like, if I have hurt someone or I have done something and I have like legit regrets and wish I had done it different. I usually ask myself that question. Like, is this them lashing out or is this them trying to hurt me? If I think someone's trying to hurt me on purpose, I got a lot of emotions about that. I've got rage and anger and like fear and like all the things. Like, I'm bracing myself when I'm around them and all this other stuff. When I think they're just lashing out because they are hurt, I don't take it as personally. Now I just start seeing it as this is something they're doing. And it kind of just removes a little bit, it just gives me enough space to not feel so attacked. Okay. So that's like the first thing, to just create some safety around you by just changing one simple sentence a little bit, just to give you a little space to breathe and to kind of think about what's going on. It's not to say that your child's not being an asshole. Maybe they are absolutely being an asshole. But we want to be saying it in a way where you can think it through a little bit more for you, not for them. The second piece is, how do you forgive yourself? This is where we have to just like write letters to ourselves, and we go through and we pull apart the things that we wish we could have done different. And we give ourselves, like, we don't beat ourselves up. We just say, like, I would probably make a list of things that you wish you'd done different, and then write to yourself for each one and kind of explain, this is why I didn't know better. This was where my heart was in the moment. Because most of the time, the things that we regret, the things that we wish we had done different in the moment, like when it was happening, we usually didn't know better. We weren't intentionally trying to be an asshole. We weren't trying to hurt someone. That was, you know, like, there's parenting moments when I look back with Logan when he was little that I really wish I could have a do-over. Like, I regret a few of the things that, like, there was times when it's just at my bandwidth and I would yell at that child. I mean, yell ugly. And I would be so frayed as a mom, and he would be throwing fits, and I had my shit going on. Like, I just had a lot of, I hated my mother life. I was so overweight. I was so ashamed of myself. I had this kid that acted like no other child did. I didn't know what the hell was going on. And I remember just yelling at him. And I wish I could take that stuff back. Logan remembers some of this stuff. But I also don't, like, I can feel sad that I did it, but I'm never mad at myself for it anymore. I never tell myself that, like, I was a bad person. I have a lot of compassion for myself. I understand why I did it. And I also grieve that I didn't know how to do things differently. And, you know, that's part of, like, you know, I guess today's theme is mothering, but it's just part of, not just mothering, it's just part of life. Not all of life. Like, we're not supposed to go to the grave and be like, I did it all right. Because that's not how life is. Life has a lot of moments where we wish we had done things different. And unfortunately for all of us, we don't have crystal balls and we can't change our past. We only are doing the best we can at every moment. And sometimes our best, when we look back on it 20 years later, right now, like, knowing who I am now, as much help as I've gotten on how to take care of myself, how to think about myself, how to think about situations. I'm a master coach, all those things. The version of me who looks back on Logan's life and sees me mothering him when he was like 10 years old, 7 years old, when he was still in the throes of biting and kicking and doing those things, I have regrets, but I'm not ate alive by them. They're now passing thoughts. And I have a lot of compassion for myself. And I always say, it's easy to look back now when you know better and judge yourself. That is the easiest thing to do in the world. What is not easy is to know who you are now and to look back and to love on the version you were and to say, we know better now. You didn't. And I know that's painful. And that is like part of growth. As you get smarter, as you do all these things, the unintended, like shitty part of that comes with insight, also comes back with reflection. And it's easy to judge yourself. I invite all of you to use that as a way to, like, when you judge yourself, to say, this is where I get really good at truly loving myself. It's easy to love yourself when you're doing it right. It is not easy to love yourself when you're not. But that's when you become a very strong person. It's in those moments that you build your personal resiliency. It's in those moments where you're really building a great relationship with yourself because you cannot like parts of you, but still love you.